Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Crash Course on Crises: Macroeconomic Concepts for Run-ups, Collapses, and Recoveries, is a concise economics book by Marcus K. Brunnermeyer and Ricardo Rice that explains how financial crises build up, erupt, and are managed. Written for students, policy readers, and general audiences with some interest in macroeconomics, it distills a complex body of research into a compact framework centered on 10 core ideas. The book focuses on the mechanisms that make booms fragile, including debt, banks, leverage, liquidity pressures, and the search for safety, then shows how these forces can turn localized stress into broader economic collapse. It also examines the policy tools available in response, especially monetary, fiscal, and exchange rate policy. Rather than offering a single theory of crisis, the book uses clear diagrams and historical case studies to connect abstract concepts to real-world episodes, from earlier emerging market events to the COVID-19 shock. Its purpose is explanatory and analytical to help readers recognize warning signs and understand why recoveries differ across crises. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how fragile expansions become crisis run-ups. A central contribution of the book is its explanation of why apparent economic strength can conceal growing fragility. The authors argue that crisis run-ups are often not sudden accidents, but periods in which leverage rises, balance sheets weaken, and risk is underestimated. Expansions can look sustainable because rising asset prices, easy credit, and optimism support borrowing and spending. Yet these same conditions increase exposure to a future reversal. The book emphasizes that many of these build-up phases are preventable in principle, but they are hard to detect in practice because participants interpret rising prices and liquidity as signs of health. This makes the run-up phase especially important for policy analysis. It is where institutions, regulators, and investors should notice the accumulation of vulnerabilities before they become systemic. By framing crises as the result of identifiable macro-financial forces rather than pure shocks, the book shifts attention toward the conditions that make economies vulnerable long before collapse occurs. Secondly, debt contracts and rollover risk as crisis amplifiers. The book gives special attention to the role of debt contracts in turning stress into crisis. When firms, households, banks, or governments rely on short-term financing, they become exposed to rollover risk. Even a solvent borrower can fail if lenders refuse to renew funding or if market conditions suddenly tighten. This distinction between solvency and liquidity is one of the book's most important practical insights. It explains why interest rate spikes, loss of confidence, or market freezes can force otherwise viable institutions into distress. Debt, therefore, acts not only as a source of productive financing, but also as a transmission channel for fragility, because fixed repayment obligations can become impossible to meet during downturns. The book shows that crisis dynamics often intensify when debt is concentrated in hard currency or when balance sheets are mismatched in maturity. In that setting, a shift in market sentiment can quickly become a systemic event. The broader lesson is that the structure of liabilities matters as much as the level of debt itself. Thirdly, banks, contagion, and the institutional spread of fragility. Another major theme is the way banks and other financial institutions amplify shocks through interconnected balance sheets and confidence effects. The book treats banks not simply as intermediaries, but as central nodes in the propagation of crisis, since their liabilities are often perceived as safe and liquid until doubts emerge. Once confidence weakens, withdrawal behavior, asset fire sales, and credit contraction can spread distress across the financial system. This is where contagion becomes crucial. Problems at one institution or in one country can affect others through direct exposures, common funding sources, or generalized panic. The book also highlights how institutional design can aggravate systemic risk when regulation is weak, leverage is excessive, or incentives favor short-term risk-taking. By focusing on institutions rather than only on aggregate indicators, the book explains why crises can move from a local banking problem to a broader macroeconomic collapse. The emphasis on contagion makes clear that financial stability depends not just on individual prudence, but on the network structure of the entire system. Fourthly, policy responses: monetary, fiscal, and exchange rate tools. The book does not stop at diagnosing crises. It also evaluates how policy can limit damage and support recovery. Monetary policy matters because interest rates affect borrowing costs, credit conditions, and liquidity. But the authors also recognize that rate changes can have mixed effects during stress. Fiscal policy becomes important when private demand collapses because government spending and transfers can sustain income, reduce default pressures, and stabilize expectations. Exchange rate policy adds another layer. Depreciation can support exports and improve competitiveness, yet it can also weaken balance sheets when debt is denominated in foreign currency. This trade-off is especially severe for small open economies that borrow abroad. The value of the book lies in its refusal to present policy as one size fits all. Instead, it shows that the right response depends on the source of the crisis, the currency structure of debt, and the health of balance sheets. Readers learn that effective crisis management requires coordinating tools rather than relying on a single lever. Lastly, historical case studies that connect theory to real crises. The book is structured around short conceptual chapters paired with historical examples, and this is a key reason it works as an educational text, rather than abstracting crises into a set of equations alone. The authors show how their ideas appear in concrete episodes, such as banking turmoil, sovereign stress, exchange rate collapses, and economic disruption associated with COVID-19. The case study format helps readers see that the same underlying mechanisms can appear in different settings, even if the details vary across countries and time periods. It also makes clear that crises are multi-causal. A banking problem can interact with currency mismatches, policy constraints, and panic in ways that reinforce each other. The book's visual diagrams and compact chapter structure reinforce this teaching approach by making the analytical logic easy to follow without sacrificing intellectual seriousness. The result is a synthesis that is more accessible than a technical macroeconomic text while still grounded in serious research. That balance is one of the book's strongest features. In conclusion, A Crash Course on Crises is best suited to readers who want a compact but rigorous introduction to the macroeconomics of financial instability. Students of economics, policy professionals, central banking readers, and informed general audiences will all benefit from its structured explanation of how booms become fragile, how banking and debt structures transmit stress, and how policymakers can respond. The book is especially useful for readers who want more than a history of famous crashes and more than a purely technical model. It offers a framework for thinking about crises across different countries and episodes, which makes it valuable for comparative analysis and policy discussion. What distinguishes it from many other books in the field is its combination of clarity, brevity, and conceptual discipline. Instead of covering crises through a broad narrative or a single theoretical lens, it organizes the subject into 10 accessible ideas supported by case studies and diagrams. That gives the reader both a conceptual map and a practical vocabulary for interpreting future instability. For anyone seeking a serious but readable guide to why crises happen and how recoveries are managed, this book stands out as unusually efficient and focused. If you would like to support Marcus K. Brunnermeyer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.